What the heck, and welcome back to another episode of Waste of Time, guys. My name is Jordan. I'm here to waste your time in hopefully the most entertaining way possible. We have a bit of a jam-packed schedule today. We're going to run through a bunch of things, including a travel story, the definition between traveler and tourist, and you guys sent me a bunch of flipperoonie quotes this week, and we're going to get into that as well. If you don't know what a flipperoonie quote is, I think that's what I said last week. Yeah, well, just watch last week's episode, and you might be caught up on that. I hope you guys are doing well during this whole corona pandemic situation. I'm still at home, still hanging out. And obviously, when I started this podcast, I thought it was going to be more of a thing where I could update you guys on what was happening weekly in my travel life, because for my own sake, I actually wanted to document a whole bunch of the little anecdotes of my weekly life during travel, because there's always fun little things that happen that you just forget about in the big picture of things. And I wanted to really document and, you know, like, keep those fun little memories so I could share them with you guys and then also have them archived for myself. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to travel because of the travel situation is kind of dead. The travel industry is kind of dead due to the whole virus. So instead, I've just been talking about past travel experiences that I've really loved or that are mildly hilarious. And this week is no different. So I'm a bit of a different person, different human. I'm a bit quirky, a bit individual, if that's to say it on a light way. Most people would just probably think I'm a creep, but whatever. Basically, I love Celine Dion. I've loved Celine Dion. You know Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. I'm not going to sing because that's just not going to be good for my podcast ratings. Anyway, I have been a huge fan of Celine Dion ever since about 15. I love love, and I love, like, love music, which is probably why I love Celine Dion and other artists like that. But I just think that she is such an icon, she's a legend, and I really, like, high on my bucket list was I am going to go see Celine Dion live. That is just, like, all I wanted to do for so long. So, basically, when I had the first opportunity to see her live, I took it. That's just what you do, right? When you see an opportunity, you have to take it if you think it's a one-off. So I flash us back to the first year I ever traveled abroad, 2015, the year that I was learning everything, that I was finding my own, that I didn't really know what I was doing, but I'd just gone to summer camp. I've worked at summer camp in Canada for 3 months, and I was like, all right, now what am I going to do now? Being so close to mainland America from Toronto, I thought, well, I've got to go visit, obviously, America. It's like an icon of the world. So I took a bus to New York, I visited LA, I went to Yellowstone National Park, I went to Yosemite National Park, I did all the classic things you have to do. And one of those classic things is obviously Sin City itself, Las Vegas. Now, I'm not much of a drinker. Actually, I'm not a drinker. I've never drunk in my life. Okay, side note, because this actually gets brought up all the time, and I thought, let me just squash it right now. I've never drunk alcohol ever in my life. And this is probably one of, if not the most frequent conversation I have after where are you from, who are you sort of thing when I'm in hostels, is people can't understand that I've just never drunk alcohol. It just blows their mind, which I'm like, because it's such a common thing in society to drink. So obviously it is a bit interesting, but this is literally how a conversation will go down in a hostel once it's discovered or it's been brought up that I don't drink. Basically, someone offers me a drink. Yo, Jordan, you want a drink? You want a beer? I got a beer for you here, buddy. And then I reply, no, it's okay, I'm good. What do you mean you're good? Like, who doesn't want a beer? And then I say, I actually don't drink. I've never actually drunk in my life. And then for the next 20 minutes, we go back and forth. What do you mean you've never drunk ever in your life? You mean ever or just like the last year? No, like I've never actually drunk ever in my life. Like I've never drunk a beer ever. So are you talking the last 3 months or like the last 2 months? No, I've never done it. Oh, so you're an alcoholic and you want to change? No, what are you talking about, man? Okay, guys, I know that probably seems a bit annoying, but seriously, as soon as I tell someone I don't drink, it is probably the most like repetitive conversation I'll ever have, is where they like it's weird. Someone, they don't understand that like I don't drink and that I've never drunk. There always has to be like a reason, a big reason why, like, you know, you're an alcoholic or you've had a really bad experience or this or that, liver poisoning, who knows. But For some reason, people just can't understand that not everyone in the world wants to drink. Anyway, that was a massive side note. I'm going to go back to the main conversation. We were back traveling America and I was hitting all the major spots, and there was one spot I hadn't hit yet, which was Las Vegas. So I decided to jump on a bus to Vegas from LA. Now, there was only one reason I was going there, because obviously I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I've never done drugs. I'm very clean boy, very clean boy. I've never done any of these things, so why would I go to Vegas? Well, guys, you're just forgetting one simple thing. Celine Dion plays in Vegas. She works, well, works. She sings at the Coliseum, 3 months on, 3 months off sort of thing. So she was at the Vegas, and it was my birthday, and my parents and me pitched in, and I think the ticket was like $180, which is so freaking expensive. But for 6 months, I've booked this ticket 6 months in advance. It's been all I've been looking forward to for 6 months. And I looked at a bus, and I bought this bus ticket from LA to Vegas for $1 on Megabus. Guys, that's wild in itself. That's another total story. But $1 Megabus from Vegas to, from LA to Vegas, sorry. It takes about 6 hours, and I booked it. I'm on the bus, and boom, I'm so stoked to go. Now, when I get on the bus, I'm sitting next to this, you know, motherly sort of figure of a lady. She was probably like mid-50s at the time. And we were just started chatting, blah, blah, blah. You're from Australia, that sort of thing. Went back and forth. And then she's like, oh, so are you single? And I said, yes, I'm single. She's like, oh, and you're Australian? And I'm like, yes, I'm Australian. And she goes, wow, you are going to have a wild time in Vegas. And I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean? She goes, well, you're an Australian man that's traveling by himself, that is single and is 22 years old. She's like, this is a formula for you to have one of the craziest times of your life in this city. And I'm thinking, I mean, I know Vegas is wild, but I guess I was still naive to the fact that I didn't think it was all that crazy. Like, yeah, sure, there's going to be strippers and lots of casinos and this and that. And that's just like sort of what I expected. But I didn't realize like people go there just for this sole reason of having like the wildest time ever, which looking back in hindsight, it's like, obviously that's what Vegas is there for. Anyway, so she's assuming that I'm going to be this like real sleaze dude that's just going to have like the most insane like hangover 1, 2, and 3 sort of movie scene over the next couple days. And I just tell her, oh no, actually I don't drink. She gets shocked. Oh, I don't blah, blah, blah. I don't do drugs, blah, blah, blah. And then I go, she's like, what is the reason you're going to Vegas then? I go, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And she's like, okay, try me. And I said, I'm going to Vegas because I love Celine Dion, and I really want to see her live. So I've traveled all the way from Australia for this, and this is doesn't make any sense to you, I know, but to me, this is all I care about. At first, the lady thought it was a bit of a joke, so she sort of said, ha, good one, good one. But then after I reassured her that I was serious and showed her my Celine Dion ticket, she was like, wow, this guy is something different. Anyway, to this day, I must be the only Australian that traveled all the way to Vegas, didn't gamble, didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't do any drugs, and just to watch Celine Dion. And I stand by that because when I went to Celine Dion, my life changed, guys. I'm telling you, until you see and hear this pure voice in your life, in real life, sorry, you just don't understand me, okay? I love using that thing. Oh, you just don't understand me. But basically, I was sitting there, I was surrounded by, I reckon the average age of this Celine Dion concert was like 55, 60, 7, some 70s. And I'm sitting there, I looked so out of place, it was ridiculous. But it was still one of the best nights of my freaking life. There was a one stage where she came out of the freaking ground in a tornado of rain. And she wasn't even getting wet. Okay, it's just wild, guys. You just don't understand. You don't understand how much this means to me, but that is one of the funny little anecdotal stories from my travels that I would thought I would just share with you guys. So that was my 22nd birthday, and I couldn't imagine it having anything else. That was the best. Now, on to the next thing, travelers versus tourists. People have messaged me a few times about this to say, oh, you should, you know, break down the difference between the two. And to be perfectly honest, guys, it's not that different. So basically, the whole Instagram world sees traveling as like cooler than being a tourist, because tourists are, you know, they're stereotypical with selfie sticks, you know, a big group of people not really experiencing the place, but just getting the photo and then going home, which I understand. But unfortunately, travelers are tourists. We are tourists as well. So whenever someone tries to sledge me and be like, oh, you think you're such a traveler, but you're such a tourist. And I'm like, well, actually, yes, we are all tourists. Okay, I don't really understand the mentality behind, oh, I'm a traveler because I actually travel like the way it should be done. Like, I go to the local communities and I eat the local food. And yeah, so like, I understand like the history of everything. Who said that there's a way to travel and there's a way not to travel? The people that are doing big group tours that are just taking selfies and then leaving, taking selfies and leaving, if that's the way they want to travel, let them travel that way. They are tourists. They can do what they want. If you want to travel through the most eco-friendly possible way, meeting the locals, staying with the locals, which for me, obviously, I think that's more of a richer experience, my opinion only. But guess what? You're still You're still a tourist if you do that. It doesn't change your label. So I personally think that all travelers are tourists and all tourists are travelers. Yes, they can travel completely different ways in completely different shapes and forms, but they're nonetheless the same, okay? So let's put that to bed right now. So the next time someone says, I'm a traveler, not a tourist, what you can tell them is, ask them what the difference is, and then once they explain some dumb thing to you, you can say, I think the difference between a traveler and a tourist is that tourists are just happy to be traveling and doing whatever they want to do, where travelers feel like they have some entitlement to the name because it's part of their identity or their, you know, design or like who they are as a person. So just tell them to get their ego out of it and move on with their life, because they are just as much a tourist as anyone else. And as for me personally, obviously I'm a freaking tourist. I travel with the biggest selfie stick you'll ever see in your life. I am the epitome of tourist and I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, moving on and sliding into my DMs this week is a question about travel. I forgot your name, I'm so sorry, but I did write down your question. She asked, I knew it was a girl, I don't know why. I want to ask you how you started to travel. I mean, when was the time that this became your job? Did you find people to work for or did they reach out to you? How did you decide this? You wanted to do this with your life? First of all, I don't give much advice on this sort of topic online. I probably should do more because I'm getting this question quite frequently, but I just feel like I'm so inadequate in regards to answering this because I feel like I've seen so many people take so many different journeys to the destination of like, oh, that is kind of cliche. I've seen so many people take different paths to get to the same location where it's like working for yourself, travel, full-time content creator sort of vibe. So I don't especially don't think that my path is the way to do it. I also don't want to bore anyone with the boring sort of like response of like, well, I started with this and then I went to this and then 1 month later I did this, because those details are honestly completely boring unless you are interested in them. If I do get a bunch of influx of messages from people saying they are interested in them, I will go into more detail in another podcast. But right now, all I can say is that I started traveling on my own money. I did that for 2 years. I worked overseas, came back home, worked overseas, came back home. I did anything I could to save money and travel as cheap as possible. And I learned how to basically travel for free. I mastered the art of traveling for free. Whilst doing this, I picked up a GoPro. I met a few people that guided me in the right direction. And I learned how to take photos and edit photos. And then I learned how to build up social medias. And then I just went from there. It's all about just sort of like understanding how social media works, understanding how a camera works, how you can sort of like work the two together. I do not see myself as a business person at all, but I do love what I do. And I do really want you guys to do what I do as well. So I feel like I do need to go deeper into this conversation. If that is a topic for another podcast, let me know, because I would love to help you guys if that is actually information you are seeking. Because yeah, so if that is something you want, let me know. But other than that, I just kept at it. I traveled for 3 years really without any gigs, And then I finally started getting gigs. Obviously, it's going to look different for everyone, especially because everyone's upbringing is different, etc., etc., etc. So I feel very blessed at the opportunities I've had. And now that I'm sitting in a coronavirus pandemic, I'm realizing, wow, I really did take travel for granted, didn't I? So I can't wait. I'm not going to be the person that says I will never take travel for granted again, because I think that's literally impossible. But I can't wait to get to a stage where I can take travel for granted again, because, you know, although I love my home and I love the beach at home and I love Australia, man, it would feel good just to sort of like get back out in the world and hike a mountain or something. And now here is my Instagram pet peeves, my favorite segment of the whole podcast. This week, I've realized one thing. So because of the pandemic, everyone's saying, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. Like all over the news, all over social media, the phrase, we are all in this together, is becoming wildly popular. And obviously, something else that is wildly popular in my brain is the Wildcats, high school musical. And obviously, the title of one of their main hit songs is, we're all in this together. So link the two. There's been an influx of social media on social media about High School Musical memes, High School Musical this, and all the High School Musical characters are coming together. So it's been great because I love High School Musical content and I've just been consuming so much of it. Here we go. I already see, I feel your judgment on the other end. High School Musical's for kids, grow up, blah, blah, blah. No, High School Musical is the best cinematic trilogy ever written. Yes, that's right. Better than Lord of the Rings trilogy. Better than any other trilogy you can ever think of. High School Musical trilogy. Get educated, people. Anyway, so because of this, I've been getting tagged in a lot of High School Musical memes. I would say like half my notifications over the last week has just been different, like people sending me different memes or different sort of like posts on Facebook. I've just got to put a warning out to everyone. I hope all my friends are listening on this podcast, which they probably won't be because they are sick of my voice. But I know every single High School Musical meme. I've seen it all way before you tag me in it. There is no need to tag me. Although I appreciate the gesture, there is no need to tag me in any High School Musical memes. Moving forward, why do you ask? Well, it's because I'm so nose to the ground with this content that it all comes to my newsfeed before anyone else ever sees it. I'm in all the Reddit groups. I follow all the TikTok pages. I follow it all. So there's no need to tag me in any more High School Musical stuff, guys. I appreciate the gesture, but oh, actually, I take that back one step. Unless you want to bond with me over High School Musical, and in that situation, tag me in the stuff so we can have deep conversations about different characters and we can dive really, really deep dive into the cinematic trilogy, which is High School Musical. Apart from that, then don't bother tagging me. And to wrap up this quick podcast, we have some Flipperoonie quotes. I want to make this almost a weekly thing because you guys sent me so many quotes last week that were just like Flipperoonies. For those who don't know what a Flipperoonie is, we've just coined the term. It's a dumb term. We coined it last week about quotes that are leading you one direction and then flip it on its head and it makes people go, oh, I'm so inspired because the quote was leading me one way, but then it really flipped me on its head. If you don't understand, you'll get it in a second because you guys submitted a bunch more to me and I'm going to read them off because I think they're hilarious. This one here is classic. What if I fall? No, but what if you fly? Oh, because falling and flying, it's like opposites. That's a classic Flipperoonie right there, guys. Absolutely textbook. Someone else sent me this quote. Okay, I've got to start writing your names down when you send these things so I can give you shout outs in the podcast. But someone sent me this. Sometimes when things are falling apart, they might actually be falling into place. Whoa. Here's another one. Sometimes you can fall in love by chance, but staying in love is by choice. Falling down is a part of life. Getting back up is living. I don't really understand that one. That doesn't make any sense to me. Be strong when you are weak. Be brave when you are scared. What? I don't know, guys. Call me a hater, but inspirational quotes, they just don't do it for me. The ones where it's just, yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. But someone came and chirped me this week because of the quote that I have in my bio, which is, I date this girl named Travel and she takes all my money. Now, I made that quote up. I don't know how I came to that quote, but I just thought that quote was great. So I put it in my bio. It's been in my bio for like the last 3 years at least. And let me break it down to you why this quote is different to the rest and why this quote reigns supreme. We'll start with the first part. I date this girl named Travel. So, what does that say? That says I love traveling and I date this girl named Travel, which means it's a bit of a fun pun, but also I am single AF. That's what it says, so it's great. It's screaming out, wow, this fun guy that's traveling is also single. And then after that, I go into the second half of the quote, which is, she takes all my money. So I date this girl could travel, she takes all my money. The second half of that quote just screams, wow, this guy's so dedicated that he spends all his money on his girl that he actually doesn't have, so I can be that girl and then he'll spend all his money on me. Boom. Then I've got a psychological edge over everyone because all of these girls think I'm freaking ready to just spend money on them. Okay, yeah, now I read my quote out loud. It does sound pretty dumb as well, but it's staying in my bio, okay? It's staying in my bio. And that is actually all I had for you guys this week. I'm so sorry if you expected something more. I feel like this one was more of a chat and a catch up with you guys rather than sort of like a meaty steak of a meal of a story or like some sort of theme. It was sort of like little mini episodes. But I hope that's enough for you guys. Thank you so much for always tuning into the podcast. The only way this podcast is ever going to be shared and being more popular is because you guys are sharing it. So I appreciate either reviews on iTunes or just tag a friend or share it with a friend that you think might be interested in the banter we have along the way. If you want any other questions or you have any themes you want me to discuss, I'm more than happy to do so. Send me an email or a DM and we can discuss about all of these topics. I appreciate all of you guys that tune in, week out. You guys are my best friends. I watch all the analytics and I watch my podcast go from lots of views to not many views. So the people that are staying around, you guys are legends. Have a great week, everyone, and I will waste your time next week. What the heck? Goodbye.